At the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference, I'm speaking to one of our presenters, Joseph Reuter. And first of all, tell me what you do.
Thanks for having me, first off. I work with a team who's building a curation platform that is a toolkit, software service, paid for monthly for brands and organizations to use internally or externally to basically select the best of content from around the web and tell great stories with it.
Well, I love the idea of telling stories because that's sort of the way we look at what we do. And I think for the companies, the organizations represented here, you had a message to talk to them about ways they might consider or how, in terms of telling their stories, creating stories, to engage their customers, right?
Yeah, I think we should, especially, I mean, you guys are making food. I mean, we put this in our bodies. We have high levels of trust at this. And there's all kinds of stories to tell, of the farmers, of the process, of the decisions, of the brands, of the, almost infinite stories that could be told. And we've got a world right now that that is fueled by new technology. You can live kind of connected to people through these social spaces in this internet, which it allows you to live geo-agnostically. You really don't need to know where you are, and you can live where you are but not think where you are, and that allows you to engage with community. Some of my closest friends don't live anywhere close, but I connect with them on a very, very regular basis, and it's like in the past when you had physical porches. The potential exists to have a digital porch, and that community needs to be authentic and all of those things. And it's a massive opportunity. It's also very challenging for brands to adjust to being authentic to being there. And so it's a very exciting time. And I think it's young. We're early on in this.
Well, and just a comment on companies, brands. I think there is a lot of hesitancy because some of the tools, the technology. Maybe there's a little bit of fear of how do we handle this when they're very used to traditionally controlling all that.
Control is really exciting. if you're on that side of it, the best of stories, though, if you think through the plot lines of what we buy tickets for in the millions on the weekends, are telling stories where somebody's in trouble, there's some problem that isn't solved. We want adventure, and brands who control, if they control for the sake of adventure, great. But very few of them do, and that's why it's just brochureware. So you just take your brochures and shove them in a new medium. Well, the medium is so much richer than post. We're not spitting ink on paper anymore, and we're not shooting light rays at a TV in 30-second spots. We've got much more capacity now to engage, to be authentic, and it's really fascinating how that's forcing us to think differently about work, about brands and companies, and about relationships and community.
Well, one of the things you said early on in your presentation was niche audiences, niche communities.
Yeah.
I think that's hard for a large company to grasp that's going after a massive customer base out there.
Yeah, well, the massive, if you look at whatever the range of the potential audience is, you could just like wrap it up in a nice bow and stamp it audience. But the reality is there's little sub factors in all of those. It's like cliques in high school, right? I mean, it's
the online conversation.
Yeah.
And we don't do that in one big group of 80 million people.
Yeah, but you can. And what's interesting is, like, I think it's challenging from a social media standpoint to like think about it in one glass room someplace. And there are strategies where that has happened and it's worked, sort of. But I think you need to take social and plug it in as a way of life to all of your pieces of your business to be able to get the value out of it. Not unlike email. I think you've got a capacity for that. There's a big opportunity there. How do you act as a human being? Companies don't talk. They're legal entities, but they don't have a voice. People have voices. So how do we go about managing that? I don't know. It's about brand values. It's about brand assets. It's about kind of the raw materials of what they have to work with and what they're trying to accomplish. And hopefully they wake up and pay attention to what their what their consumers, what their users are doing, and shape and craft their message for those places. Hopefully, because those are the good stories.
Well, I just want to get in before we close here a plug for Curation Station,
yeah.
Which is curationstation.com, I believe.
It is, yeah.
Just a quick synopsis. I know this is kind of like a software application or something.
Yeah, it's a chunk of software that's pretty flexible. But the core of it is that if you can get all the content together that you want, maybe it's jelly beans. We do this already just in our lives, right? If you go and get jelly beans from Jelly Belly, you can end up with like packages of just Tropical Punch. Or you can get really crazy and get like the any variety. Well, if you do any variety, I hate buttered popcorn. And I don't want it in my mouth. And so I just pick the right pieces of content and I leave all the buttered popcorn there. Black licorice, not into it. Don't want it, right? So I'm curating, I'm being selective. You can do that same kind of process for content. And if you do that, then if you know your audience, if you've got meat scientists, right, and you have an expert in meat science, well, then you can sit down and look at all the potential content, gather it up in one place, and you've created something that's really, really valuable by saying why you've included it, why it's important, and that's an asset to a community.
Well, I hope
that Curation Station helps that process be very efficient.
Okay, well, we're going to point them there in the post I'll do on AgWired about this, which is a community that where I kind of, I guess that's the way I've looked at myself as the curator,
yeah,
for
absolutely.
A bunch of people that are friends, clients, customers, maybe just people interested in this topic of, that we call agribusiness, but looking at it from a marketing perspective, not, you know, every single thing out there. I'm very selective about what goes in there.
Yeah.
Hopefully they like it. They seem to.
Yeah.
I get
absolutely.
Feedback, believe me.
Radio stations are intensely curated. If I want sports news, I don't go to USA Network. I just don't. If I want to go to USA Network, I get cartoons and stuff like that. If I want really elaborate big stories, I go to Bravo Network. Or you know, we know where to go to get this stuff already because the publishers themselves are doing that. The reality is, as soon as every brand started a .com, they became a publisher, and the question is, how good are they going to be at it? And to be a publisher, you're not much of anything unless you've got good editors, curators, and on staff.
Yep. Well, thank you very much, Joseph Reuter. He's with Curation Station, one of our presenters here at the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.